Jeremy Wayne, your host here. Thanks for joining me. I like the sound of other people's music, especially if they are bands, local bands from the Coachella Valley. Last segment, you heard me play something from their previous album, Plotting a Murder. It was the title track, which came out like I looked at it. It's almost been 10 years. Let's bring them in right now. Guitarist Adam Cerdan and lead vocalist and keyboardist Christina Reyes. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Adam, are you there?
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
Yes, great, perfect, got you both. I am so excited. I was looking at it, Plotting a Murder, that's almost been 10 years since you released that album. It seems like yesterday when I was doing another radio show and I brought you guys in, and where did the time go?
If you find out, let us know.
Yeah, I know, exactly. All right, so we're going to fast forward. I haven't played anything from your latest album, The Devil I Know. So we're going to do that right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get into what you guys are doing, because everything's starting to open back up with Riverside County and Coachella Valley moving from purple tier into the red tier. I want to find out what's going on with you and what you guys got planned. So let's play a track from The Devil I Know. This is Caxton with Domesticate.
I'm anxious too, but I just can't stay here and domesticate. No, go left for me in this cave. But it's not a really an instant, 'cause this won't be the last time you see me. Lately, I'm dreaming, I'm aiming. Strangely, I like this kind of mood.
I tried to start a mosh pit here in the studio, but I'm the only one in here, so all I did was like bang up against the walls. It was totally cool. Oh my God, you guys. I decided not to listen. I haven't heard anything from The Devil I Know, and when I reached out to you guys and you guys sent me the tracks, I decided not to really listen to any of the tracks until I aired it on the show today.
Oh, no way.
I'm like blown away. I wanted to get a general reaction from me, and wow, Plotting a Murder was a great album. So far, this one, The Devil I Know, is fantastic. When did you guys release that album?
That was March 2019.
Yeah, a whole full year ago now. It's so weird.
Can you imagine if we gave different answers?
Yeah, I know. That would be funny. Because I was kind of wondering what happened. I was wondering if you guys had released it more towards the end of the year of 2019. Because I kept thinking, oh my God, wouldn't that be awful? Like, you guys release an album and you're like, hey, let's hit the road with it. And Rona comes, shows up and says, no, you guys aren't going anywhere. What has Caxton?
I mean, that is kind of what happened. Yeah.
So what did you guys do after you released the album and then Rona hit and then there was a lockdown? I was afraid a lot of these bands, because venues got shut down and people couldn't perform live and people couldn't go to see live shows. What kind of an impact? You guys weren't in danger of breaking up or anything. You guys stayed the course. How did you guys keep it together? Like Zoom jam sessions? I mean, what'd you guys do?
Adam, what about, did we do some Zoom jam sessions?
Yeah, we've, even when we recorded the album that you just heard the track from, we're all spatially spread out from each other. So we had to coordinate for writing and pre-production. So when we were together and recording, we were making good use of time. So we've already kind of been practicing remote collaboration. So with the whole lockdown, it's just more of the same, and we've already been training for it.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. Because, you know, we're moving back into the red tier. Are you guys have any shows possibly lined up? Are you looking forward? Is there anything you can hint at? Or no?
I think at this point we're still trying to play it safe and wait till, you know, we'll kind of take the cue from everyone else. I know Coachella was canceled, like you were saying,
yeah.
And you know, we're just kind of, I think we'll feel it out when everything kind of feels real safe. You know, we don't want everyone to have to you know, be uncomfortable, and we want, you like you said, mosh pits and fun times. So I think we'd rather wait till it's 100% ready to go and then just, you know, get ourselves polished until then.
Well, yeah, you guys want to go out and perform and have fun, but you know, it's what I tell people. I want to get out too, but I don't want to be irresponsible either. I don't want us to backtrack and have to go back into more severe restrictions. Adam Sheridan and Christina Reyes, two members of the band Caxton, are joining me here in the studio to talk about their latest album. When I say latest, it's been a year. Almost 2 years since you released it because of coronavirus. You got other members of the band. When did Caxton form? How did you guys come together and decide to become a band and start playing tunes?
So that's even longer. That's 2008 is when we actually started playing together. The three of them, Adam, Brett, and Brian, had grown up in the desert and were friends already and had played music together. And then I met Adam in L.A. when we were playing music. And then I just kind of migrated out that way, and it worked out. And we've never shuffled band members or made any changes since then.
Really? Since 2008, it's been the same lineup. There's not many bands that can say that, you know. Even a lot of the, like, super-duper famous bands, which you guys should be as well.
I mean, even Fleetwood Mac isn't safe from that, but no. We're super lucky that we all get along, and we're a family.
I got to ask you, the name Caxton, I think it was last week, I did a segment on band names, and some of these bands had different names when they first started out, like Van Halen was Rat Salad. And it's interesting, some of these bands we grew up with, where do they get their names? I have to ask you, Caxton. Where does that name come from? Because, I thought when I first started listening to you guys that it was somebody's last name in the band, and you guys just went with it. Where does the word Caxton come from? What is that?
So we could pull from any of the different lies we've told since 2008, if you like.
Yeah, just hit me with them. Go ahead.
I mean, we've said it was like a Western movie. It's really nothing. You talk about other band names. When we first started playing music together, we didn't even have a full, you know, record's worth of original tunes yet. So we were just playing under this like name. I think we were Save the Humans, and we played like three or four shows, you know, mostly covers, and then just throwing in some of our original ideas. And then it wasn't until we had enough music to make an album. We were like, Save the Humans is kind of weak. We got to find something else. And we just kind of landed on something. We wanted it to just sound like nothing. That wasn't sound genre specific or time specific. And I think we achieved the nothingness there.
Adam Sheridan and Christina Reyes, two members of the band Caxton, joining me here on the Hangout with me, Jeremy Wayne. It is the iHub Network. 2008, you guys have been going, doing your music, doing your thing. I'll ask each of you individually. We'll start with Adam. Adam, when did you get hit by the music bug, and who are your influences?
I'd have to say as a kid, elementary school was first time I was able to get my hands on an instrument. And, man, that was rough for my family because they're the ones that had to listen to all the years of practice. But, super supportive, and I've been playing since elementary school, and then influences range from, you know, stuff my parents listened to as a kid, and then, of course, the whole grunge movement, and still moving on with living in the past sometimes with that, but... yeah, that's pretty much the broad strokes.
Yeah, there you go. Because when I'm listening to you play guitar, I'm hearing a lot of different influences. Not that you're like mimicking necessarily anybody else. That's all you, Adam. But I'm hearing a whole bunch of different guitar styles, and I think you're a great guitarist. Now, Christina, in the past when I interviewed you, I talked about when you got hit by the music bug and who some of your influences are. And I was doing a show with a very good friend of mine, still a good friend, Noel. And we had asked, and you had said one of your biggest influences was Dale Bosio from The Missing Persons.
And oh, yeah.
We're from that generation. And we both squealed with delight. We were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She said Dale Bosio. So when did you get hit with a music bug? When did you start playing keyboards? When did it all come to be for you? When did you know you were going to be a rock star?
Oh, you know, from birth. Yeah. No, I was in piano lessons when I was real little. And then, I was in, you know, the choirs and all of that. I was a kid singer, a good portion of my life. But I obviously, like Adam, you kind of get into what your parents are into, a lot of classic rock, like Beatles, you know, that kind of vibe. And then, as I got older myself, like a lot of new wave influences. I loved your playlist as we were, you know, listening before we came in. You had, you know, The Cure, you had a Duran Duran cover. I was at Talking Heads, you know, we cover Talking Heads in our set too. So that's my life. Yeah.
See, I'm just falling in love with you more and more. Every time I talk to you guys, it's more of a love fest. This is Christina Reyes you're listening to. She's keyboardist and lead guitarist, she's keyboardist and lead vocalist for the band Caxton, and Adam Serdin is lead guitarist. I'm Jeremy Wayne, your host here for The Hangout. Oh my God, there's not enough time in the day to talk to you guys about so many different things. I want to get you guys back into the studio when we can actually have people in the studios. Do you know what I mean? And talk about
it.
Yeah, because that's probably when you guys are going to be going out and be able to perform live again, and I can't wait. Before I let you go, I'm going to play another track from your latest album coming up in the next segment, but I want you to tell me and everybody else, where can we go to learn more about Caxton?
You can always check us out on CaxtonMusic.com and at CaxtonMusic everywhere on social media.
And make sure you download all their albums. I was looking at your website. There's a puzzle there, too. I see a crossword puzzle. I'm into things like that, so I'm going to go play with that. All right, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited for you
guys.
Thank
you so much.
All right, thank you. That's Adam. That's Christina from the band Caxton. And here's another track from their album, The Devil I Know. I deliberately did not listen to any tracks until I came in today. I wanted to get more of a general reaction from me. And I, the two tracks they told me to play, I listened to the first time when I came into the studio, and it's fantastic. That first song, Domesticate, I played right before I brought them in was slamming. I don't know what the kids, some of the words they're using today, like rocking. I was doing devil horns and mosh pitting. Here's another song from that album. CaxtonMusic.com is where you want to go to download their music and purchase some merchandise like masks. They have face masks, Caxton face masks. They're supplying that for you. You can buy those there if you want them and get those. So go to CaxtonMusic.com. Check them out from their latest album, The Devil I Know. This is Caxton with Same Air.
So clever, you think that you're so smart. No one has ever been this cool. You are a work of art. Well, aren't we so lucky to breathe the same air as you? Well, aren't we so lucky too? Aren't we so lucky it's true? So lucky that it's you. Your wisdom is unending. Your brilliance knows no bounds. So thank you for enlightening me. I'll let you make your rounds.
smart. No one will ever be that cool. You are a piece of art. Well, aren't we so lucky to breathe the same air as you? I still can't believe that we breathe the same air as you.
That's a good song. I really like that song. And the song before that, Domesticate, that is Caxton from their latest album, The Devil I Know. They released it like 2 years ago, and then Rona hit for a year. So hopefully when venues open back up and live music becomes a thing again, we can see Caxton perform live. You know they're going to do it. CaxtonMusic.com to download that album with that track on it, Same Air. You can get some face masks there. There's a crossword puzzle as well. I'm Jeremy Wayne, your host here for The Hangouts.